Yeah, I completely agree. And that's, you know, your Seahawks are looking good next week. They got the Packers at home, 8-3-1. They look like they're well on their way to securing, you know, at least not, if not home field advantage for the entire playoffs, at least for the first round or two, especially with their remaining schedule. But let's switch things up a little bit. Let's transition into another topic, and I want
Wait,
to talk.
real quick, I just want to say I had a brain fart. So we were talking about the Legion of Boom, and I can't believe I left out Richard Sherman. That was, like, incredible out of me. That has never been known to happen.
Wow.
I was sitting here, like, biting my tongue, like, duh, Melissa, like, you know. But
If there was one name you
about
shouldn't
stuff.
Have forgotten, that was probably it.
That was probably it. And he would have probably cussed me. I mean, like, you know, knowing Richard Sherman and the way he talks, he'd been
Right,
cussing me
right.
out.
It's all good. It's all good. Don't worry about it. But yeah, we'll see. The Seahawks seem to be the Cowboys' toughest contender, and we'll see how the Earl Thomas impacts his team moving forward. But you know, best of luck to them. But let's switch things up a little bit. We'll talk about some more Seattle sports. Get into some basketball. This was something weird that you told me about. All right. Now you mentioned to me the fact that we know that the Sonics had moved a few years ago, actually almost a decade now. You know, to Oklahoma City, and we see how the Thunder are doing right now. And you told me you're a long-time Bulls fan. How did that come up? How did that happen? What is the story behind that?
I don't know what happened. I know. I mean, here's the deal. I don't want to give out my age or anything, but I do remember very young having seen Jordan play for Carolina, like in his last year, in fact. And I remember he was barely playing for Chicago that first year or so. But for some reason, I grew up. I mean, when I was probably like 8 or 9, and Jordan was just like my hero. Like everything I did was Jordan. So I mean, at my room when I was a kid, I literally, my ceilings and all the walls were covered in every Jordan poster you possibly imagine. I had every Jordan card I could carry. I collected every Sports Illustrated that had Jordan on it. So the Bulls were always my team, and I did all. I mean, the Sonics as a home team as Seattle. The Sonics were always my team too. I mean, they
was
were like
the...
my second team. But huh?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I mean the Sonics. They were always like, you know, that was your home team, and I supported them, and those were the games I always went to. I always went to the Sonics games there at Key Arena, or even at the Tacoma Dome when it was being built.
Right.
But we always went to the Sonics games. But the Bulls, that was just, I don't know what the fascination was. I don't know if it was because my little brother, he was always a Magic fan. He was always a Lakers and Magic fan. And me, I was like, well, I'm not, you know, we used to battle because that was along the time when, you know, they would have these battles. So it was
right,
like,
right.
You know, we had cousins that were Bad Boy and Piston fans and cousins that were Celtics fans. And so
yeah.
We all kind of had this inner 80s, 90s battle between our teams.
Right. No, absolutely. And that's actually a hilarious story. You know, your brother being a fan of the Magic. Because if people don't remember, that Magic team with Penny Hardaway and Shaquille O'Neal and Nick Anderson, they had actually swept Jordan in the playoffs in the first round, the first year he came back from his first retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that must have stung. And that was really the first time, you know, when Jordan started winning championships that we said that, oh, he's human, you know. They can lose a series, you know what I mean? So that was interesting. Was it more so Jordan or was it the Bulls themselves? Like, are you still as passionate about them?
I'm sorry, what?
About, you know, the Bulls. Was it more so about Jordan himself or was
no,
it the Bulls themselves? Like, you're still
Bulls,
as passionate.
I mean,
okay, I'm just checking.
Oh,
because
no, I mean, it was all the Bulls back. I mean, I love the entire team. I mean, I love
right.
Bill Cartwright. I love Paxton. I love, I mean, being
oh, there you
Armstrong.
Go.
I mean, I loved all the guys
there you go.
Back then. These days, I mean, obviously, I know you have a passion for D-Wade, and I do like D-Wade. I'm glad that he came back to Chicago. I'm happy.
Yeah.
The one thing that my gripe with Chicago, though, is that they got rid of my boy Nate Robinson. You know, back...
I agree. Remember, he won a game against the Heat with the big three and LeBron and D-Wade back in, what was it, 2012?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
remember that.
Game.
So
yeah, I mean,
single-handedly, though. Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, he literally, if he would have, they would have kept him like a couple more seasons, I think he would have been great because obviously with Rose being
right.
injured all the time, he really stepped up when Rose was out, and I think it could have helped continuing on. But beyond that, I'm glad for the moves that they have made. I do enjoy still hearing about the Bulls. I have their alerts on my phone. I don't watch as much basketball currently only because it usually happens when there's a football game on.
All right. So. That is true. That is very true.
Yeah.
That is. Yeah, absolutely. Before we transition out of basketball, I want to ask one Sonics question since I'm entitled to that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so the Sonics back in the day were one of my favorite teams to watch, if not my favorite. And, you know, as you mentioned, your fan base travels, and it seems like your fans for every sport, for every team that you guys have, are just as rowdy as it gets. You know, people talk about that old, you know, Sonics home court being one of the best. You know, I remember, like, guys like Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal have repeatedly mentioned how great of a home court they have. But I want to go back to arguably the Sonics' greatest player in the, like, early 2000s. And we want to talk about Ray Allen for a second. It's just one question. It's a personal question. Now, everyone knows that Ray Allen is arguably one of the greatest, if not the greatest shooter of all time until Steph Curry came into existence. But, you know, people solely know him as that type of player. I want you to take me back to those Seattle days. Because to me, when I looked at Ray Allen back in the day, I saw Jordan, at least from the get-go, you know, in terms of skill set. He had everything. He had the entire arsenal, the size, the perfect physique. Like, if you were to ever imagine a basketball player, he would look like Ray Allen, similar to Jordan. So talk to me about the buzz in Seattle when, you know, Ray Allen and Rashard Lewis and your head coach, Nate McMillan, you guys were making noise. I remember you had that one series against the Spurs where you made it interesting, taking them the six games. Talk to me the buzz about that, how fans thought of Ray Allen. Was he like the Jordan of Seattle, and just the atmosphere and that team as a whole back then?
So the Ray Allen years were like towards my, okay, I'm moving into football. So I loved Ray Allen. Ah. I do think he had a similar game towards Jordan. I think he obviously is one of the greatest for Seattle, but I think still in Seattle, if you ask anybody in Seattle who was the greatest, they're going to say Kemper Payton. Those are the two names that will forever be.
So Kemp got fat.
Here's the deal. And Ray Allen still left with Oklahoma. So we still consider him as part of the trade. We still consider him as part of the move that we're a Thunder. So as far as the Seattle base, when you talk to most Seattle fans,
so there's bitterness.
Well, a little bit, but it's not their fault necessarily. Obviously, we all know whose fault it was. But I mean, it's mainly, you know, we talk about Kemp and Payton and Detlef Schrempf and, you know, even like the Hawkins and the Vincent Askews, the Eric Snows, those are the guys that people of, you know, my age or people that are deep-rooted in Seattle Sonics history, I mean, those are ones that are great. Of course, we loved our Sonics in the early 2000s. Our stadium, because Key Arena was so small, of course, it was a hard place to play because it was packed every night and fans were rowdy. Fans are loud. Seattle loves their sports no matter what. It could be, I mean, you see how it is now with the soccer team there, the Sounders. No matter what it is, Seattle's coming to support you no matter 100%. So we definitely, I think Ray Allen is a great player. I think he helped this team. I think he helped the Sonics become who they were to where they could get moved as a team. I think, you know, getting that Kevin Durant added onto the roster the year before their move, I think helped them in being able to sell that team out. Had they not had those powerhouse people, you know, maybe people may not have wanted the Sonics, and it could have been like a give up, a gimme.
That's true.